Okay, this is NADC. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until 8 p.m. this day to 16 counties in southeast and lower Michigan. We're currently in pre-net standby. Anyone else that would like to check in at this time? If you have a Skywarn number, we're looking for trained Skywarn spotters in Wayne County and people in Wayne County only or on the borders. Anyone else, please call.
Dismissed.
Proudly serving Wayne County Emergency Center. Someone made eyes on your computer 171-15-1-5.
Okay, we have N8XNN, and there was another station. The last station did not make it. Was that you, Bob? K3UWO? Did anybody copy that? Did anybody copy that last station on the input?
I was trying to, Mark, but I couldn't hear.
I couldn't hear either, Mark. Skywarn number is 96Wayne010.
Last three numbers of the Skywarn training, or your Skywarn number. K3UWO, was that you trying to check in?
This is Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Zulu Echo. 4, 15 Lima.
Okay, KA8UZE, give me your Skywarn number again.
15 Lima.
Do you have a spotter number?
Number 174.
All right, thank you, Paul. Any others for the Wayne County Prenet Skywarn?
This is November 8th, Sierra, Foxtrot, Victor, and 15, Mike, spotter 97WAY127. Stand by for another. With me is Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Alpha Romeo, also in 15, Mike, spotter number 97WAY128. Copy.
Okay, NASFB, give me your partner's coordinates again.
Send coordinates, call KC8EAR.
Oh, hello, Tammy. Okay,
this
you're 15 Mike, right?
Victor, November, India. Oh. Ray, net control station for this activation of the Micon Skywarn net. This net was activated at 2:15 local time from National Weather Service Forecast Office in White Lake, Michigan. Net covers all 17 counties under White Lake's warning responsibility. MyConNet is a controlled net utilizing the key station concept. Net control station for this network communicates with one authorized key station from each of the 17 counties. Break. The county key stations monitor and compile weather observations from their local nets and communicate pertinent information to MyCon using a time effect location reporting system. The status of the MyCon net, along with any other pertinent weather statements, will be communicated at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour. A roll call will be taken each hour on the hour and half hour, depending on net status. Break. National Weather Service issued the following weather statement. Tornado watch number 553 is in effect until 8 p.m. Skies will be mostly sunny until about 4 p.m. After that, thunderstorms are likely and some may be severe with damaging wind, large hail, and possibly a tornado. Temperatures can be expected to rise into the mid and upper 80s before the storms move through. This is KB8 VNI, standing by. Very good. What it looks looks like so far is that...
okay, we got 215 Oscar. Do you have a Sky One number?
First, in about 15, 20 minutes or so. And then the rest of us will follow suit as the storm moves through.
Okay, well, we're on a just standby mode now until we get some further notice here. But we're here listening, watching, and looking. So we'll be here if you need anything. This is November 8, Tango, Uniform Delta, Monroe County, Skywarn.
And thank you very much. Are there any other check-ins? This is KB8 VNI.
KC8 AMG, Oakland County.
KC8 AMG, and good afternoon to you also.
Good afternoon. Name here is Jim, J-I-M. Only one in here right now, so I'm going to be starting to establish a net. We're in standby position.
Okay. 3:34 o'clock before we see anything. Subject to change, of course. Any other check-ins?
This is KHTRS from Palm County.
KHTRS, Macomb County. Good afternoon to you also, sir. This is KB8 VNI, Ray, at the National Weather Service. And welcome to the net. Any check-ins at this time? Good afternoon. This is Kilo Bravo 8, Victor November India, Ray, net control station for this activation of the MyCon Skywarn net. That was activated at 2:15 local time from National Weather Service Forecast Office in White Lake, Michigan. The net covers all 17 counties under White Lake's warning responsibility. The MyCon net is a controlled net utilizing the key station concept. Net control station for this network communicates with one authorized key station from each of the 17 counties. Break. The county key stations monitor and compile weather observations from their local net to communicate pertinent information to MyCon using a time, effect, location reporting system. Status of the MyCon net, along with any other pertinent weather statements, will be communicated at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour. A roll call will be taken each hour on the hour and half hour, depending on net status. Break. National Weather Service has issued the following weather statement. Tornado watch number 553 is in effect until 8 p.m. A line of thunderstorms stretching from near Clare to just west of Lansing at 2:45 p.m. will continue moving east at around 35 miles an hour and reach a line from Bay City to Flint just west of I-75 by 4 p.m. The Weather Service... Severe weather may accompany these storms with damaging wind, large hail, and heavy rain possible. Break. I'll stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please state your call sign phonetically, your name, and local net status. Please check in now. KB8 VNI, does anybody know what frequency Gratiot County operates on? Your information, the storm is over in the Ithaca area right now, and they're getting beat up fairly severely from what we can tell on radar. It's KB8 VNI standing by.
County.
Hey, go ahead, Washtenaw.
Roger there, KB8 VNI. I'm new at this. This is the first time I've ever worked this station, so the reporting procedures is, do I report as soon as I get something, or did I understand you to say at certain times?
No, if you get anything of course. Funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds, anything usually above 50 miles an hour, and hail from half inch up. Usually that's the procedure.
Roger, Ray. I thought I heard you say something about reporting there over 1545 or something. Anyway, I was pretty sure that I was right. Just checking. NETXV, Washtenaw County.
No, if I get the weather statements and if things are fairly calm, I'll give them at 15 and 45 to you guys. Otherwise, depending on what's going on here, I'll give them when I can. Thank you. KBHCNI.
Well, you would understand that a lot of radio is going in here. I just didn't understand it right. NETXV, the key station in Washtenaw County.
Roger, Wayne County's in standby. KBAZNI. This is KBAZNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. At 3:05 p.m., a tornado warning was issued for Saginaw County until 3:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a possible tornado was indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar, 33 miles southwest of Saginaw, or 11 miles west of Marion Springs, moving east at 40 miles an hour. This severe thunderstorm will also be capable of hail greater than 1 inch and damaging straight-line winds. This is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. This is KB8VNI, Ray, net control station for this activation of the MICON Skywarn net. Right now we are under a, Saginaw is under a tornado warning until 3:45 p.m. At 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a possible tornado was indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar, 33 miles southwest of Saginaw, or 11 miles west of Marion Springs, moving east at 40 miles an hour. The severe thunderstorm will also be capable of hail greater than 1 inch and damaging straight-line winds. This warning lasts until 3:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Are there any other check-ins for the net? KB8VNI standing by. This is KB8VNI, Ray, National Weather Service, White Lake. West National Weather Service at Detroit Pontiac 331 has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Bay County until 4:15 p.m. At 3:28, a severe thunderstorm was indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar 18 miles northwest of Bay City or 11 miles west of Linwood, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. This storm will be capable of 1 inch hail and wind gusts greater than 60 miles an hour. Tornado watch is also in effect until, for Saginaw County, until 1500 hours 45 minutes. This is KB8VNI.
Charlie, Mike in Genesee County, you copy?
10-8, RGC, Genesee County, this is KB-8 VNI, White Lake.
Go ahead.
Looks like everything is still north of you, for a while anyway. Right now, the guys are all busy discussing what's going to happen, so I'll give you an update as we get it, but like I said, right now everything looks like it's north.
Miles west of New Lothrop, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Damaging straight line winds and hail greater than 1 inch is also possible with this storm. This warning will remain in effect until 4:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's Shiawassee and Genesee counties. KB8VNI.
Okay, KB8FRW, Jeff, give me your coordinates again. Come again. The KC8 station that checked in after KB8FRW, try again, please.
10ADC, KB8VNI.
10ADC.
Check in. I don't see anything on radar in your vicinity yet. They're looking still north of you. I will advise as things develop here, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. What's the name there? I forgot. The name here is Mark.
Okay, Mark. Name here is Ray. Romeo, Alpha, Yankee.
Okay, Ray, thanks. NADC for Wayne County.
KB8VNI, National Weather Service, Whitley.
Okay, this is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn, and that is in a pre-net condition. It's in a pre-net condition. Anyone that has a Skywarn number or someone that would like to check in, please call. If you have a Skywarn number, please give that to us also and your Skywarn coordinates. NADC.
My contact control, this is KC8ANG, Oakland County.
KC8ANG, KB8VNI, go ahead.
Southgate. So keep the update. We are going in the condition green at this time.
Roger, condition green. Thank you very much, KB8VNI.
KC8ANG,
KC8ANG,
Wayne County Skywarn. Station, wanted to check in, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you got me, but Venture went there on the last one. This is Kilo 8, Charlie, Echo, Mike, November, 1-6, Mike.
Okay, that's 1-6, Mike. We got you, Larry.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Station calling, this is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake, go ahead. Thunderstorm from Oakley, Chesning, St. Charles to Saginaw, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Radar indicated possible tornado in the Chesaning vicinity. Spotter reported a funnel cloud about 9 miles west of Chesaning at 3:50 p.m. This is KB8 VNI National Weather Service, White Lake.
We're in a pre-net standby.
Okay, checkman 17 Lima. I'll be mobile. I'll be on my way over to your place. Believe it or not, I just woke up.
Okay, NADC.
WDCL.
NARGC, KB8 VNI, White Lake.
Copy, I think you said 3 miles north of Flushing and funnel cloud, but no touchdown by Clio. KB8VNI, White Lake. Station calling, this is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. Say again, you're just barely making the repeater. This is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. We have a severe, severe thunderstorm warning for Bay County, expired at 4:15. There were reports of trees and power lines down in Bay City at 4:13. The tornado watch is still in effect until 8 p.m. for all counties. We also have a tornado warning for Genesee, Saginaw, and Shiawassee until 4:45 p.m. KB8VNI.
10-8-AC for Wayne County. 436, we have gust front arrival at 11 kilo.
Okay, give me closest town.
Stand by. NADC, that's Curtis Road and M14 in Plymouth Township.
Copy, Curtis and M14 in Plymouth Township. Thank you very much, KB8VNI.
NADC.
KB8VNI. AMG, Oakland County. I know you're busy. We're going to test status yellow.
Gate AMG, this is NHMFY, the North Weather Service. Can we help you?
That's Oakland County. We're going to go up to upgrade to a status yellow for this yellow.
Thank you much, NHMFY.
Just give you location here. I'm mobile, and I'm at the I'm near the intersection of Oakland and Wayne counties now, and we'll be moving into Wayne County shortly. This is N8RGF.
Okay, Bob, we got you checked in.
This is November 8, Oscar Zilla Victor. Bill. En route to Gros Seal from Southfield and 4th Street. So I think I'm going to be Wayne County for most of this time.
Okay, you're on your way to Gros Seal. You know, that would be like 16 Papa or 16 Oscar.
Roger. I'll be monitoring any of those EV. I'm full.
WBHDRY, go.
The correction on that report is Washtenaw County is where Curtis Road and 14 is. My error is Curtis Road is M14, and Curtis Road is Washtenaw County. That's a couple miles west of Washtenaw, Wayne County line. But I'm sure they found it there. Also, I don't know if you're monitoring the 440 frequency there, but they've upgraded their net to yellow now.
Okay, then I won't check unless we have some more severe weather at this time.
Roger, WBZN.
It does get kind of hectic listening to two, possibly three repeaters at the same time. It's hard to get the volume level where you can hear all three.
Well, I got three of them going at the same time here. I'm monitoring the 440 and our 440 frequency, the Township 440, and this one. And WBZN, I will stand by.
NADC. The Wayne County Skywarn net is currently in condition green. And again, the National Weather Service, White Lake, has issued a tornado watch for 16 counties in southeastern lower Michigan until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is NADC for the Wayne County Skywarn.
Tuscola County monitoring 443-100.
Tornado warnings in effect for Saginaw County. Tornado 5 was sighted with the storm in Gratiot County.
Yep,
Tuscola. Just east of Carson City.
NAMWH. NAMWH, NADC, go ahead.
Right, the Livingston County Fire and Civil Defense, they are now going to a tornado warning in Livingston County. Apparently a confirmed tornado touchdown has been reported just west of Fowlerville, moving east at 35 miles per hour.
Okay, but that's down in that county. We're only interested in what's coming toward or what is in Wayne County at this time, Ron.
CNAWH.
Thank you very much. NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. NAWAQ, NADC, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, give me your number.
841-8997. 841-8997. NADC. WBHZIY, NADC, go ahead.
Yeah, are you trying to call me? I was on a landline.
No, I'm on the phone with NAWAQ, John, and we're talking about a couple of things here. Another station reported some things in another county, Washtenaw County.
Okay, WBZY.
Okay, NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. That is in condition green at this time. NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick roll call and see if we've lost any stations at this time. We're going to do a real quick roll call. All you have to do is answer up with your Skywarn coordinates at this time. KC8 to BXD.
15 kilo.
KB8WCP, Don.
18 kilo.
KB8CFD.
13 kilo, Dick.
N8IQX, Mark.
16 Lima, have a comment when appropriate.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, we're going to be changing locations to Southgate and east of Gibraltar. So if you need any help down that way, that's where we'll be, N8IQX.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Continuing on with the roll call, KB8UKO.
NATS, Grand Lake Road 23.
NATYA, Ray. Okay, WBHZIY, Dick.
30 kilo.
KB8BIT.
KB8BIT, 14 Mike.
N8RDM.
16 Mike.
N8XNN.
N8XNN, 16 Lima.
Kelly is a white car, Dick.
KA8UZE. Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Zulu Echo, Paul.
Welcome, Golf Charlie. What is he
coming? N8SFZ, Bill. KC8EAR. Okay, KC8GGR, Golf Romeo.
15 Oscar, Mark.
KC8HKU.
Well, it seems there, Mike, it's right there.
Okay, WDA,
this County, this is KBAVNI, Lake, go ahead.
November, name is Bill.
Fire report coming at this time regarding damage in the north of our county. It's going to be south and slightly east of the fire, and we'll have further support in NRGC.
Okay, we'll be standing by KBA's banner.
Romeo Bell, Charlie, got it.
KC8DQJ.
Okay, it is. This is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake, go ahead.
60. WAQ, Mark.
Okay, Yankee Lima Papa, W9YLP.
Yeah, W9YLP, southbound 275 here at about the airport 94 split. I'll be heading eastbound on 94.
Okay, we're just taking a quick roll call to see who we've lost and who we got. N8RGF, Bob.
I'm Mobile. My destination is 13 Kilo.
Okay, Bob, we got you. And N8OZV, Bill.
N8OZV.
And W4ZNS, Ed.
Mike 15, Ed.
Oh. Okay. We've only lost a couple of people, but I think they went to get some dinner. This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is in condition green, and we're still waiting for the severe weather that we are expecting. We're still waiting for it to come through. This is NADC.
This is Kilo 8 Mike Victor Zebra en route to 16 Papa.
Okay, that's Mike Zulu Victor, correct?
Negative. Mike Victor Zulu. Mike Victor Zulu. And I'll be going to Mobile, and I'll be going to 16 Papa.
Okay, I always get your call wrong. I get the letters right, but in the wrong sequence. Okay, we got you. Anyone else at this time? The net is in condition green.
Perfect. Check in.
Okay, Paul, we got you. Thank you very much. Any others?
This is November 8th, Zulu, Lima, Quebec, Mobile 94.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Hotel Romeo, Tim, location 15, Mike, in Inkster.
This is November 8, Tango Uniform Oscar, Mark Westland, M14.
Okay, the last station, N8 station, come again.
You mean me, Mark?
Yes, sir, I was writing down KC8HR, and you came in there. Give me a call again.
November 8, Tango Uniform Oscar, Mark Westland, 14, Mike.
Okay, KC8HR, Tim, give me your coordinates again.
Okay, Mark, coordinates are 15, Mike, 15, Mike,
okay, and Tim, we have to get together sometime. We got to talk more often.
You got it, KC8HR, we'll back you now.
Okay, anyone else with Skywarn spotter numbers? Any of the people that have just recently checked in, do you have a up-to-date Skywarn spotter number or anything like that? This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn.
Mark, is this any better, W8DON?
Dave, it sounds like you're sitting next to me in the room here. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Lima November. Jim at 14 Lima, Skywarn number WAF024.
And that recognizes KB8WLN, 14 Lima, 024. We got you.
NATO to net.
NATO, TUO, go ahead.
Okay, Mark, my Skywarn is WAY-157.
When the heavy stuff does start rolling in.
This is KB8 VNI, National Weather Service, White Light, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark.
Copy, one high voltage tower down,
97-120, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, N8RGC. This is KB8VNI. This is KB8VNI.
Hey, you're right on the edge there, Phil.
We have a tornado warning for Livingston County until 5:30 p.m. Repeat, a tornado warning for Livingston County until 5:30 p.m. We have a tornado warning for Saginaw County, did expire. The watch continues until 8 p.m. We have a tornado warning for Genesee County in effect until 5:15 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning for Tuscola County until 5:30 p.m. KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake.
IQ-NADC.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, sir. Were you able to hit the 440 machine?
I can from the truck. I'm working on the crossband now.
Okay, NADC.
NADSFD.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
If you need me, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. We also have KC8HR, Tim, who can also help out if he's available.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to finish up a project out front. Why don't you let me know if you need me? I'll be glad to come back down and get on the air. In the meantime, I'll be on the HD.
Okay, sir. NADC.
By the way, exceptional job on the net today. Perfect. NADSFB.
I'd rather be down in the Bahamas right now instead of sitting here. But, hey, duty calls, NADC, for Wayne County Skywarn.
NADNAV, NHT.
KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake.
NHT, stand by.
Northern part of your county. I'm still having trouble
with the audio. You want to try it again?
Heading to toward 16 November. And, long time no talk, Mark. Any QLS click?
Yes, I know. NHC.
Northern Livingston County. Livingston County Sheriff's has confirmed to me that they have had a home destroyed by a tornado in the northern part of that county in the village of Cahokta. Now this would be up the road a piece from Howell. If you were to drive due north from Howell, you would encounter the village of Cahokta. From there, west and north, Conway Township, we are told, is being affected. Now Livingston County Sheriff's have told me that they are sending all the EMS crews they have to the area. The National Weather Service has reported that a home was destroyed by a tornado. Livingston County is covered by a tornado warning until 5:30 this afternoon. All of southern lower Michigan covered by a tornado watch until 8 o'clock tonight. That line of storms is actually moving east away from Cahokta Township, and now this will be affecting eastern parts of Livingston County covered by that warning. Western Oakland County, I want you on guard. Southern Lapeer County, Genesee County, and all of Livingston, and now parts of Washtenaw County. You can see some live action moving your way as well. We'll be back to update this in just a few minutes. Carla.
All right, Chuck.
Mike on net. Oakland County, KCA-AMG. KCA-AMG, KB at VNI, go ahead. If you want to, you can update that screen. Roger, condition red. KB8 Van Nuys. This is KB8 Van Nuys, National Weather Service, White Lake. Tornado warning for Genesee County has expired. At 5:10 p.m., the severe thunderstorm over eastern Genesee County was moving east at 35 miles an hour out of the county. However, a strong but non-severe thunderstorm was moving through the southern part of the county. This storm may produce pea-sized hail and wind gusts of 45 miles an hour. At 5:06 p.m., extensive damage was reported just north of M-57 and east of I-75. The worst was just north of Dort and North Saginaw Roads. Buildings and billboards were reported blown down. Tornado watch remains into effect until 8 p.m. This is KB8 Van Nuys.
VNI, you copy NARTC in Genesee County.
Okay, and let's see, we've still got, thank you, NARTC. We've still got a tornado warning for Lapeer County until 5:45 p.m. At 4:58, possible tornado is indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar 9 miles northwest of Lapeer, moving east at 30 miles an hour. This is KB8 VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. NARGC, go ahead.
Weather for behind us, looking for Genesee County.
Now, let me take a look at the maps here and see what's going on.
Stand by, NARGC, Genesee County.
VNI, White Lake. I think once you get this current batch that I just read past you, I don't see anything else on the radar right now.
Let's say this over.
Just the one.
At this time, and that is in condition green, NADC, Wayne County Skywarn.
National Weather Service, White Lake. Do we have anyone in Lapeer, Livingston, or Tuscola County out there?
If there's a station trying to get in, you're not holding the system, NADC, net condition green. NADC, Wayne County.
1083, Wayne County, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is there anything near us here in Wayne County, NADC?
I haven't heard anything yet. We're waiting on a severe thunderstorm for Oakland. And I'll check and find out about you guys, KB8VNI.
Okay,
NADC.
Station calling, NADC.
KB8KO at 16 Lima, time 5:24. We have thunder and lightning just west of us. Winds gusting maybe 20 miles an hour.
Okay, thank you, NADC.
Looks like most of the real severe stuff might be going to the north of us.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing also. But we're still under the gun.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know what I'm hearing.
Okay, NADC. The net is in condition green. The National Weather Service and White Lake, Detroit, Pontiac has issued a tornado watch for 16 counties in southeastern Horn, Michigan until 8 p.m. this date. This is NADC, and the net is in condition green at this time.
Proudly serving Wayne County Emergency Management. W8I.
W8VI, where I go?
Users only.
Yeah, I got two reports for you. 1227. The heavy, intense lighting north of 12 Lima. That will be Godfrey Road over M14. Godfrey Road over M14 at 12 Lima. That's just west of the Wayne County, Washtenaw County line.
Okay, 12 Lima and it's Godson and M14, and frequent intense lightning and thunder, right?
Now, north of that location, and it's Godfrey, GOTTFREDSON. Godfrey. The second one is the same report, north of 12 Kilo, maybe Salem Road at 5 Mile.
Washtenaw?
Okay, you had two funnel cloud reports, I think?
Stand by.
Yeah, NEWD here. The reports were one funnel cloud and one funnel with debris on the ground. Same location, immediate vicinity around 8 Mile and US 23, Whitmore Lake, right on the Washtenaw-Livingston border.
Okay, thank you very much. KB8VNI.
Okay, and that half-inch hail report, extreme northwestern county. Thanks, appreciate it.
Hey, this is the Washtenaw County clear.
KB8VNI, this is Kato X.
Kato X, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't get an acknowledgement that I am checked into your net there, that funnel cloud reporting came on just as I, and I'm sure you've got me down, but I just want to verify that.
Okay, yeah, we got you, Macomb. Thank you.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure I'm in. Screw it, Alex.
N8EC, N8SFB.
N8SFB, N8EC, go ahead.
Severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw and Livingston until 6:15.
Washtenaw County, KB8VNI.
Yeah, for Livingston and Washtenaw County until 6:15.
Washtenaw County, KB8VNI.
Thank you.
Can you give me the roads? I know it was 8 Mile and something at Whitmore Lake on the tornado touchdown.
Roger, that was reported 8 Mile and 23.
Roger, thank you. KB8VNI.
Thanks, Roger.
KC8AMG.
WBZLI.
Calling my contact.
WBZLI.
Yeah,
538
AMG, go ahead.
Three size hail from the green sky.
Okay. I've got a second funnel cross.
12 Lima. And again, Scott Road.
North of Radley Lake Road. I'm trying to confirm that. I believe that's the lake area.
Dixie north of Radley and. I'm sorry, north of Radley. And where did you think that was near?
Where did spark? 12 Kilo, Godfredson Road and M14, B-size hail, and green skies at 12 Kilo.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to be in Holly Township. We also have a report of Proud Lake Recreation Area, taken up to 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Copy, 70-mile-an-hour winds at Proud Lake, and the other one was Holly Township.
That is correct.
NADC.
Thank you.
KC8FRW, NADC.
Mike on Wayne County.
Hey, have you stepped out of the green, or are you still in yellow?
Wayne County, go ahead. We have reports of pea-sized hail and green skies at 12 Kilo.
Okay, can you give me the nearest town?
Plymouth Township, Godfredson M14.
Thank you very much, KB8VNI.
N8SFB.
No, we are still in yellow, NADC.
KC8FRW out.
Go ahead, Washington.
We had a report of a large halo near Dexter Pinckney Road just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay, Washington. Dexter and Pinckney Road.
That's for
Washington.
N8XFE.
Tornado warning for Washington and Livingston.
Okay, we've moved up to Red then.
How far?
Okay, this is NADC. The net is now in condition red. The net is in condition red. We're only accepting funnel clouds, tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds at this time. Please, unless you have a one of those reports, please maintain radio silence. This is NADC. The net is in condition red.
Okay, let's try and catch up on some of the weather statements here. This is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. We have tornado warning, still in effect for Lapeer until 5:45. We have tornado warning expired for Genesee. We have tornado warning for Livingston and Washtenaw counties until 6:10. And we have tornado warning for Oakland until 6:10. This is KB8VNI.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're getting calls on 75 in East Holly in North Oakland County. There was a touchdown for Warren Route.
Okay, there's already been a warning out for Oakland County until 6:10. We're only worried about Wayne County at this time. NADC, Wayne County Skywarn.
Good afternoon once again. Now Oakland County is under a tornado warning.
Do you have a severe weather report?
I have a support cell class.
No, sir. I need the name of two counties with a warning on them, please. Washtenaw and Oakland County.
Send the damage report down there via the package. Can you copy via package?
Yeah, sure. Let's see if it works.
Fine, I'll give it a test stream.
Okay, great. Yeah, it'll be interesting. NADC, thank you, KB8VNI. KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. We have a tornado warning for Oakland County until 6:10 p.m. Areas affected, Ortonville by 5:38, Clarkston by 5:40, Oxford 5:54, Lake Orion 5:56, Rochester by 6:05 p.m. At 5:37, a tornado was indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar and spotter reports, 13 miles northwest of Pontiac or 4 miles northwest of Clarkston, moving east at 35 miles an hour. KB8VNI. NASFV, KB8VNI.
NASFV.
Now that I get a chance to breathe, what county are you?
Wayne County, condition red.
Thank you very much, KB8VNI.
NASFV.
KB8FLS Mobile checking in.
NADC for Wayne County, the net is in condition red. We're not accepting any more check-ins or we're not accepting any check-ins at this time. This is NADC for Wayne County. The weather reports that we want are funnel clouds, wall clouds, and tornadoes. Those are the only conditions, emergency conditions or weather conditions we are accepting at this time. This is Wayne. This is NADC for Wayne County. The net is in condition red.
KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. We have a tornado warning for Wayne County until 6:30 p.m. Areas affected, Plymouth by about 6, Romulus by 6:07, Livonia by 6:11. At 5:45 p.m., possible tornado is indicated by Detroit Pontiac Doppler radar, 25 miles west of Dearborn or 8 miles west of Plymouth, moving east at 35 miles per hour. This is KB8VNI. Tornado indicated by radar 8 miles west of Plymouth by 6 o'clock.
Roger, by 607,
Livonia by
611. Okay, Wayne County is now under a tornado warning. This is NADC.
Roger, NADC. Washtenaw County, do you have any closer location for that wall cloud? KB8VNI.
Roger, Washtenaw and Manchester Road, NATOC.
Thank you, Washtenaw and Manchester, KB8VNI. This is KB8VNI, National Weather Service, White Lake. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for Tuscola County has expired. At 5:35, the severe thunderstorm moved east out of Tuscola County. It's KB8VNI.
CIY SFB.
Station calling
Wayne.
Yeah, I got you.
KB8 VNI, go ahead.
Hey, heads up out there. You're the point of entry. We need your reports.
Yeah, well, I just got it on intelligence. I didn't hear anything else. What is it we exactly have? We got a report. It was one west of Plymouth.
Affirmative. Weather Service issued a tornado warning based on a tornado indicated on radar 8 miles west of Plymouth. Expected to affect Plymouth by 6 o'clock.
Roger.
Romulus by 607 and Livonia by 611. Copy.
There, people again.
Say again, I doubled.
I'll advise our people again.
Well, very good. Let me know, I'll pass it along. Yeah. NASFB. W8ICM
Radiator. Authorized users only.
NAEC, NASFB, be advised we're having difficulty on the mic on repeater. We're out of contact with White Lake at the moment. I'll relay by landline as necessary.
Say again, Bill. I was in the next room. Say again.
The repeater used for MICON is malfunctioning. I'll relay emergency reports via landline.
Okay, sir. NADC. And again, the air raid or Skywarn sirens just went off in Wayne County. NADC net is under condition red. NMWH, NADC, we're under condition red at this time.
Set 1800 hours, a wall call to wall rotation at the Giddy's roof yard, east of Ridge.
We're aware of that, sir, NADC.
Well, I'm not aware of it. KCDKP.
Chief Station copies. Confirming the reports of wall cloud with rotation, Geddes and Ridge.
That's the QSL.
Copy, we'll advise.
Doppler 4000 radar. This is the 25-mile scan, and you can see for yourself, the blue is light rain, green is a light to moderate rain, and then the yellow areas that you see with the red, right in the heart of the metro area, southern Oakland County, northern Wayne County, that is all intense thunderstorm activity. Let me give you an idea with street-level mapping of exactly what's going on in some locales. This is the north-central part of Detroit. As we zoom in there, you will see indeed the red color, but also notice this magenta color. That's the Doppler effect showing some potentially damaging winds in a line extending to just west of Highland Park and Hamtramck. You get up around 8 miles west of Woodward, heavy downpours. These are the torrential downpours mentioned earlier. Now we take you farther north and west, and you can see exactly what we've got here. Again, heavy rain, Farmington High School south to Beechwoods Park. This is the area from Tel 12 Mall south that has heavy rain as well. We'll move you to the east again, to the Grosse Pointe.
Our air raid sirens are starting to go off. It's getting pretty crazy here.
Crash it up to Sterling Heights. We do street level mapping. You'll notice not only the green color, but also the red around Stevenson High School, just east of Van Dyke, but right around 16 Mile Road there, west of the Chrysler plant. We've got very heavy storms in the area. Again, a tornado warning continues at this hour for Wayne County until 6:30, until 6:10, Oakland County covered by a tornado warning. And Emery and Michael Ann, we still have reports of damage, people trapped in some homes or trailer parks.
We are aware of the problem with the 440 machine. NADC, Wayne County Skywalk, net is under green, is under red. The net is under red at this time. Wayne County has a tornado warning.
You're coming with me. Sirens are going off. I'm taking you with me. It's about 9 o'clock at night. Losing everything.
Point I want, Mark, is the wall cloud information. What was the coordinates on it? Over.
11.
WA Wikes, and what's the minimum size for hail to report an arrest?
Some hail at 17 Lima.
Affirm, W Bottom 1.
Back up, I'll drop out again. W Bottom 1.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
KZPH. This is NADC for Wayne County Sky when we're under condition red at this time. Do you have a report of a funnel cloud, wall cloud, or tornado?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we're under condition red at this time. Wayne County's under a tornado warning at this time. NADC.
Just realized I'm hooked up to the outside antenna. Ah, not anymore.
Why disconnect the antenna?
Okay, we got the HT back. We lost power for about 2 minutes because it looked like my antenna got hit.
W4 VNS.
Now there's weird.
W4 VNS, NADC. But we got some real heavy hail in M15. Real heavy hail in M15. Okay, give me your street, intersection street. Okay, it would be at Flint and Oakwood Boulevard. Okay, well, we need to know what side.
size hail? Is it like pea size, quarter size, golf ball, what?
Almost a quarter size there, Mark.
Okay, M15 Mike, Malvidal Flint in Oakwood. We have quarter size hail.
What size?
Quarter size hail at 16 Mike in Malvidal.
16 Mike, copy.
15 Mike, 15 Mike.
Copy, 15.
Anyone else in the Middle Bell, Key Park Road area? NADC.
NADC, WRR1.
Go ahead, Jerry.
In reference to Middle Bell and E-Course, I'm looking at that area from IQTH, and it looks like we have some hanging clouds or something that would be off of right over.
NADC, NADSLJ.
NADSLJ, do you have a severe weather report?
That's affirmative. I am, I believe, 15 Mike, or 17 Mike, Eureka and Fort Street, M85, and I saw that same cloud formation pass to the southwest of me, to the southwest of me headed southeast at a pretty good clip, the one that was reported at E-Course in Middle Belt.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any SLJ?
NADSFV, NADC.
SFV, recap the last, please.
Okay, the wall clouds, or the low-hanging clouds that E-Course the Middle Belt just passed a gentleman at 17 Mike down in, I believe it was Southgate. It was going to the east at a pretty good clip, that's what he said.
Okay, and that's a report of a wall cloud? A wall cloud with rotation. Copy, wall cloud with rotation at 17 Mike, correct?
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Yes, sir, time is 18:32, effect is marble size hail. Location 17 November, River Rouge.
Okay, 17 November, we have marble size hail at River Rouge at this time.
Affirmative, we also have flooding across the streets.
Okay, give us your main cross streets there, John.
That would be Schaefer and West Jefferson.
17 November at 6:30, they have marble size hail, Schaefer and Jefferson Avenue in River Rouge.
FFD.
They'll be advised also at 17 Lima, we're getting periodic belts of hail, like gravel size, at 17 Lima.
Okay, copy that. I need cross streets on the wall clock.
The station at down in 4th Street, 17 Mike, give us the intersection you saw the wall clock.
Cross Street was M85 and Eureka Road. M85 and Eureka Road. How copy? Copy, thank you. NADC, NADSFV.
NADSFV, NADC, go ahead.
Recommend continue condition red. The warning will not expire at 6:30 at this time.
Okay, this is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is still under condition red at this time. We're accepting only wall cloud, funnel cloud, and tornado reports. Those are the only reports that we're looking for at this time, NADC.
National Weather Service, White Lake, the tornado warning for Wayne County has been extended until 7 p.m. I recommend that you look possibly at condition yellow, but no lower than that.
At this time, we'll just leave it as is at our discretion. Okay, Bill.
That's fine. Just as I was saying.
It's coming through Dearborn back this way.
I had a lot of torrential rain, vertical rain, a lot of leaves blowing all over the road. I even seen a fire as I was coming back. It might have been started by lightning or something to that effect. Over.
We are currently under condition red, and the tornado warning for Wayne County has been extended to 7 p.m. NADC, Wayne County Skywarn.
Sorry about that, NAQXP.
WB8FWB Mobile.
The Mobile, are you reporting a wall cloud, funnel cloud, or tornado? If so, go ahead.
Affirmative, I'm at 75 and West Road by the Ford plant, and about 3 miles to the east of me at this location, report of a wall cloud with rotation.
First hand.
Is that first hand, or are you seeing it yourself, sir?
That's affirmative.
75 and West Road, and that's a wall cloud with rotation. Anyone else in that area can confirm it.
Spotter number.
The mobile reporting that. Do you have a Skywarn spotter number?
I do, but it's for Ohio.
Well, if you have it handy, let us have it.
I don't have it with me, but I have received the training.
Okay, Bill.
Good enough, thanks. KCA-GGR.
KCA-GGR, go ahead.
15 Oscar, here at Telegraph and Sibley. I'm unable to see that. 3 miles, that would be, I think, Trenton. I'm unable to see it. Looks actually pretty clear here. WB8FWB, I'm going to get off the expressway and head that direction.
Okay, the mobile, just be careful. NADC, Wayne County Skywarn.
KCA-GGR.
KCA-DQF, are you reporting any condition red warnings or anything?
Trying to confirm that rotation that is directly above the location you gave, and I'm at breaks and clouds and everything up to the very but the location they gave is directly above the line left, and you gave me correct.
Okay, can you confirm a wall cloud with rotation at your location?
Negative, just the clouds are starting to break up and they are moving very rapidly. I saw the wall cloud that came by earlier, but other than that, I don't know what we saw, but I'm lying over here, but I will keep an eye on it.
Possible, which is MEH-CM and M-16.
Zenit SFB, key station for Wayne County Skywarn. I'd appreciate if all stations would maintain radio silence unless they have condition red reports. Thank you for your cooperation, Zenit SFB.
WB8F, WB Mobile, whatever that wall cloud formation or similar to wall cloud formation was, as I headed toward it, it was dissipating.
NADC.
This is NADC, Wayne County Skywarn. The net is still under condition red, and we are still under a tornado warning until 7 p.m. this date. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for 16 counties in southeastern lower Michigan until 8 p.m. this date. NADC, Wayne County Skywarn. HCBXD, we're still under condition red. Do you have a report?
We're getting marble size hail over here at 15 kilo. Time 6:50.
6:50, marble size hail, one of the cross streets at 15 kilo.
Middle belt 7 mile.
NAD SFE, you copy?
SFE, affirm.
NAD SFE, NADC, any word on the, whether we can, go down or not?
NADC, I hear that they're discussing Oakland County right now on MyCon. I haven't received any further, and SFV should be back momentarily.
Okay, Tammy, thank you very much. KCAEAR and ATC.
B8CRM 15 kilo at 6:53 p.m. Reporting marble size hail. 6 mile at Beach Daily.
That's a Beach Daily and what?
Beach Daily and 6 mile, marble size hail at the location.
Okay, Tammy, did you copy?
I'm back and we have it, thank you.
Okay, NADC, that was 5 mile, 6 mile, and like you heard, marble size hail.
That's red criteria.
This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is still under condition red at this time. For a few more minutes, we'll still be under condition red. This is NADC.
WB8RNY, NADSFV.
WB8RNY.
Can you take over as key? I have call into primary job.
Affirm, WB8RNY.
Thank you, NADSFV.
Station calling, NADC. Station calling here, very unreadable. Try again.
KDHPS.
The KDH station, go ahead.
You're very unreadable, sir. Wayne County's still under, I believe, condition red at this time. We're not taking any check-ins at this time. NADC.
HCRM 15 kilo. Looking to my southeast, I'm seeing some scud clouds doing a rotation and upward motion. I repeat, rotation and upward motion to my southeast from 6 Mile and Beach Daily at 6... o'clock even.
RNY, did you copy?
I need the coordinates, over.
5 mile on beach daily. We have a wall cloud with rotation and upward draft.
Okay, well, he said 6 mile on beach daily, but I need the numeric and city.
15 kilo. I'm looking to my southeast. I repeat, looking to my southeast. If you can get somebody a little closer in that direction.
ACA BXD, I'm confirming.
What city?
Beyond 16 Lima. I can see it.
Yeah, we need to know the city. The city.
Livonia.
ACA BXD 15 kilo, confirming the wall cloud rotation. Livonia.
BKH at 13 kilo, it looks like a scud cloud.
Scud clouds, but I can see the upward draft. KBH CRM 15 kilo.
You copy that, Jerry?
Affirm. Wayne reported a scud cloud possible and reconfirm on an upward draft. W Butter and Wayne.
NADC, Wayne County Skywarn.
Lima, see the same cloud. It's moving to me.
Nope. DC, they've issued another tornado warning. Wayne County.
W Butter and Wayne.
Go ahead, Jerry.
W Butter and Wayne, effective immediately from National Weather Service till 7:30 p.m. this day. In the vicinity of Dearborn, a wall cloud hook echo has been shown on radar, headed east. They're looking for information. Over.
Okay, anyone in the Dearborn area, look to the skies, see if you see a wall cloud with rotation or a funnel cloud. Or a tornado. NADC. This is NADC for Wayne County Skyline. The Wayne County net is still in condition red. There's another tornado warning for Wayne County. Possibly a funnel cloud possibly heading east. Out of Dearborn, NADC. If there's anyone in that area that can look around and let us know, give us information.
KBAWCP.
KBAWCP, NADC. I have hail about a quarter inch coming down. At 18 kilo.
Okay, quarter inch hail, 18 kilo. What are the main two cross streets?
We have Holbrook and
okay, Holbrook and what?
KNF.
Okay, Holbrook, KNF, quarters, three-quarter inch size hail at 18 kilo in Hamtramck.
Quarter inch.
Quarter inch hail.
W-Butter and Wayne.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Just acknowledging the report.
Okay, you gotta forgive me. I'm a little stressed out right at the moment. NADC, Wayne County Skywarn. Net is under condition red.
WBRY,
NADC. That was Holbrook and Kniff. Holbrook and Kniff.
Affirm.
I'm.
Those streets run parallel.
BB at
advised, we've shut the base radio off. The lightning strikes are getting a little too close here, NADC.
W101.
Page 2, Nat.
ADH and ADC.
Yeah, can you check me into the net? I don't know which condition we're into, but can you check me into the net, please?
I have been stating periodically that we are in condition red. We're not accepting any check-ins. We're only taking reports of wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes at this time. We were under a tornado warning. It expired at 7 o'clock. They reissued it for Wayne County again until 7:30. This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. NADC.
WB8RNY.
Yes, are we still under the tornado warning, sir?
I can verify till 7:30, but I'll check. WB8RNY.
I just wanted to confirm that we're under the gun until 7:30. Okay, thank you. This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is in condition red. Condition red. We're accepting tornado, funnel cloud, wall cloud reports only. Wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes only. The net is in red condition at this time. NADC. Unless you're reporting a tornado, funnel cloud, or wall cloud, I can't accept a check-in.
19
kilo. Leah did not copy any of that.
Mark, did you copy that report from my hail?
Lee, you were so noisy. Report it again. Report it again, please.
Hail, quarter inch hail, very high winds from Maross and Chandler Park Drive, NAULW.
Maross and Chandler Park Drive, quarter size hail at 19 kilo, you said?
That's Roger, 19 kilo, and the winds are probably 45 to 50 miles an hour, NAULW.
Okay, you copy that, Siri?
No, I was on my con. Go ahead and give me a repeat.
Maross and Chandler Park Drive, quarter size hail, 19 kilo, real heavy winds, about 40, 45 miles an hour.
Okay, and what city would that be?
That would be, I think, the farthest part, farthest east part of Detroit.
That's Roger. It's Detroit and Harper Woods area, NAULW.
Okay, a quarter inch hail, 19 kilo, Maross and Chandler Park, winds 40-45, Detroit, Harper Woods area.
Roger, NAULW.
Not over. Or the tornado warning expired 7:30.
Okay, is there anything else heading this way and after that?
They didn't see anything, but we'll get confirmation of that in a few minutes.
Okay, because you got one net control operator who's just about beat to death, NADC.
NAC, KBAWCP, I'm going to go out to verify that call.
Don, unless you saw it yourself, I wouldn't even report it.
Roger.
NADC. There's a station trying to check in. We're still under condition red. Only accepting wall cloud, funnel cloud, and tornado reports at this time. NADC for Wayne County Skywarn.
Okay, Mark,
And Kevin, you are off frequency about 5 or more kilohertz. NADC for Wayne County Skywarn.
Is that any better, Mark?
Yes, sir. 73 is NADC.
Okay, thanks a lot. N8ISK, QSY.
WB8RY, NADC.
W8RY.
Have they let the warning expire?
Haven't been notified any different. I was told it was expiring at 7:30, W8RY.
Okay, we'll wait a couple more minutes and see. NADC.
Go ahead. From National Weather Service, as of 7:33 today, the warning that was in, or the watch and warnings that were in effect until 7:30 have been cleared and canceled.
Okay, that's all watches and warnings?
At this point, they want to know what condition we're going to, so advise me of the condition you're going to, and I'll pass it to them. Over.
We are standing down.
You're going to go to a green for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll go down and we'll go back down to green for a little bit and wait and see if anything else pops up. Let them know that we're under condition green at this time, NADC.
W8RY, affirmative.
WBZLA.
Go ahead.
Yeah, did he say that the tornado watch has been canceled?
No, just the warning for Wayne County.
Oh, okay, WBZLA.
We are in condition green at this time, so if there's anyone else that would like to check in at this time, wait till I get back to my notebook and I'll take your check-in.
Yeah, before everybody goes or whatever, I'll give my rainfall report, whatever they want to report.
All right, well, WB at RY, you want a rain report?
Stand by.
Dick, your rain report's probably a lot more than mine. My side yard just floated away.
Yeah, probably about the same. I'm 2.16 inches.
NADC, KCATGR.
WBRY. WBRY.
NADC, WBRY. Out of breath, Jerry, NADC up.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry, NADC, I hit the wrong button.
WBRY from National Weather Service. All warnings are canceled. Watch is in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. The watch is still in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. All warnings at this point for Wayne County are canceled.
NADC, KBAWCP.
Stand by a minute, Don. Jerry, WBAZIY has a rain report for you.
WBRY, I'll catch it here in a minute. I've still got a phone call to make. WBRY.
Okay, KBAWCP, go ahead.
KBAWCP, do I make official report to Bill Forbush? 18 kilos been hit pretty hard.
Well, if you have any physical damage in your area that you've seen yourself, you may do so.
Roger that. I have one home with a roof off. I have numerous trees down all over the area.
I don't know if there's any fatalities. I'm going up the road with my ID on.
Okay. Jerry, did you copy that?
Affirm. National Weather Service has an ask for that damage report, Judd, and when they do, I will ask for them. WBRY.
Okay. ZIY. This is NADC for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is under condition green at this time. And this is one net control that's definitely tired.
NADC KCA GGR.
I'm sorry, Richard. Go ahead. NADC.
Yep, I will have to check out 15 Oscar. Sunny skies, no damage out here, but I will have to check out.
All right, thanks for sticking around, and well, maybe we'll talk to you later. This is NADC.
NADC, NADC, yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Mark. You did a good job as usual. I'd like to check out, too. We had about dime-sized hail, flooded streets. Saw the old churning clouds going by, but I didn't think it was advantageous to report anything. So the sun is shining, so 73. Catch you later. N8HCM clear.
Okay, 73 still. Thanks for sticking around. N8EC, Wayne County Skywarn. We'll be listening.
K-A-8-U-Z-E.
Go ahead, Paul.
We have a power outage here in Garden City on the west side anyway. I'm wondering if you can ascertain any other such conditions so that I might have some idea how long we have to wait.
Well, we had power outages here twice. Each one lasted about 10 minutes, and probably it won't be too long. We'll probably hear more a little bit later on.
Okay, well, I don't have anything but the handheld here to get any reports from or on, so everything else is dead. So thanks anyway. For I just thought maybe you could ask how many other areas are out. KA8UZE, standing by.
All right, 73's, Paul. Thanks again. We're not out of what we got us about 20 more minutes, and then everything should clear, hopefully. NADC.
NADC, KTEBXE.
Go ahead, Henry.
Just want to say you did a real good job. I'll tell you, you got stamina. I'll be around if you need me yet. KTMBXD.
Yeah, I must be tough as nails because I had to put up with three screamy rugrats while we were under condition yellow and red, and they were wanting to go outside and play in the rain. So I must be crazy. NADC.
WBRY priority, Mark.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, I'm talking to Mark Sparks here. We're looking for damage reports. Highland, Park area, and Hamtramck. Looking for damage reports. First-hand damage reports. Over.
BAWCP for 18 kilo, Hamtramck.
Okay, go, sir.
Sir, be advised. KBAWCP is reporting that numerous trees, structural damages are down. I haven't confirmed with the police yet. I'm coming up to them now. You want this all in writing?
Negative. We're just trying to get a visual initial report at this time. Over.
Roger that. But the whole city has been hit pretty hard.
Confirm.
WB8FWB Mobile.
Okay, the first report. We need your actual location at this point. Over. Mark, I need the physical location of the first person that was reporting. Over.
Okay, he's in the city of Hamtramck, and he's at 18 kilo. He's at Holbrook and Kniff.
Okay,
Holbrook and Kniff.
That's a roger, and he's almost in the middle of Hamtramck.
Okay, we need a verification. Business damage or residential from the reporting, first reporting station?
He was reporting homes and trees.
Your second report, go ahead.
Okay, this is WB8FWB. I'm not sure where I'm at other than the crossroads. It'd be Michigan and Lanyo. And there is lots of street flooding, urban flooding, and a lot of downed tree branches up to about 2 inches in size.
Yeah, that would be Dearborn. We're looking for strictly Hamtramck and Highland Park at this time. That is the areas that we're interested in, Mark. I need damage reports from that area. Once again, we're looking for damage reports from Hamtramck and Highland Park. Over.
KB8WCP, back up.
KB8WCP, go.
I might have a problem with the police. There's a lot of structural business damage done here. Residential structure done here. It's hard to give you exact things that happen till I get all over the whole town. Over.
All we need is physically from where you're at right now. We're trying to do an assessment. Over.
I'm on Joseph Campbell, which is about the middle of Hamtramck, 18 kilo.
That is structural damage to businesses, right?
Don, he wants to know if there's damage to businesses or homes, residential or homes, exactly at the cross streets where you're at.
Okay, I'm giving you the possible location to everything. I have a lot of state police, and they will not let me in any area, even though I showed ID. You have a lot of glass off of business structures that are damaged. You have a lot of trees down on the business and the residential area. You have homes with no roofs. So if you want an update in written, I'll give you it. Plus, we have floods. The town is about half flooded.
Okay, we're looking for an assessment evaluation at this point. I'm looking for home damage if the homes are not occupiable. A rough visual estimate that you can give us at this point. Over.
Okay, they want me to pull over so I can help them. Stand by, I'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, we're looking for this assessment for the County Emergency Management Director. So I need to get as much and a report you can give us. Over.
Here they were also reporting major power outages in Garden City.
Affirm, I do have that, but we're interested right now with just Highland Park, Hamtramck area. It's pretty well been declared might be declared a disaster area, and we're trying to get the evaluation right now.
Okay, NADC.
KB8WCP, be advised, I've been pulled over and I'm going to be working with the officers. Over.
NADMWH, NADC, go ahead.
NADC, NADMWH, time current in the vicinity of M153 and Gofferson Road. New thunderstorm developing with frequent cloud-to-cloud and cloud-to-ground lightning. No winds at this time.
At this point, we're declaring a state of emergency. This net is turning over to a RACES net, Mark. Activate RACES emergency protocol and start a call-up. We're looking for as many warm bodies that can report to the EOC on a very cautious but priority. Over.
Jerry, I am being
UAP. I'm putting the alert call up on the page here in 1 second, and I'm going. I got to report to EOC, so we need somebody to run this Racy's net. Would like to activate the Racy's net on 14716. It's not going to be a normal Racy's net in sense, but we want as many people as we can get at this point. WB8RNY.
Okay. Any and all Racy's members that are available for duty for the Wayne County Racy's, this is an emergency, please tune over to 14716, NADC.
Okay, B8WCP reported. I can't hit that frequency here.
Roger, we're going to have a net going here eventually, too, and we'll keep in contact with you. WBRY.
Okay, Jerry. The state police sent the pull over. I can work with them, so I'll let you know what goes down in a few minutes. KBAWCP clear.
NADC, KTABC.
NADC.
Major Tracy's coming up. Will their results be needed out here?
Affirm. Affirm.
Very good. I'm still on duty out here. I'm in my car. I'm watching the storms coming in from behind.
Okay, but right now they need to declare an emergency for Hamtramck, so any and all Racy's members that are Wayne County certified, please tune over to 14716.
NADC and AWAQ.
Yes, John.
To the EOC, WBRY.
Mark, you want me to take the net?
John, I want you to report to the EOC if you can, WB8RNY.
Okay, Jerry, I'll be in there.
Roger, pick up the net at the EOC if you beat me there. I'm still typing away, WBRY.
Okay, KC8HR, Tim, are you still around NADC?
CRM, question.
Okay, CRM with a question, go ahead.
Yeah, are we still keeping the weather net on this frequency? Because I see another cell moving in from the west.
Yes, sir, there will still be a net until otherwise notified, but we're looking for a replacement net control for me. I'm white.
KBAWCP requests another operator to help me out.
Well, that'll be taken care of in a little bit, WBRY.
KBAWCP clear.
WB8RNY, NASLM.
NASLM, WBRY. Alan, report to the ELC.
WB8RNY from NASLM. Jerry, you ready to copy a telephone number?
Okay, go ahead. This is Jeff, right?
That's affirmative. We have activated our full Red Cross, Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County staffs responding to Oakland County and Macomb County at the present. You can reach us in our operations center at the following number, figures 313-833-2679. Over.
Be advised that Mark, I was on the phone with Mark, and he's at the point getting ready to declare a disaster area too for Wayne County. So, just so that you know what's coming up with Hamtramck and Highland Park area.
WBRY, this is KCGGR.
Stand by. Go ahead, Jeff.
Roger that, Jerry. We'll stand by. You might want to pass that number along to Mark next time you talk to him.
Yes, sir. As soon as I get out of here, I'm on the way to ELC because I've been activated and I'm supposed to be over there 10 minutes ago.
Roger, roger. We'll talk to you later. NASLM.
Other station, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Richard, KCAGGR. Although we're not, haven't gone through any official classes yet, Brownstown Fire Department here, and we can bring available radios and personnel if you need.
Okay, are you Brownstown Fire Department staff?
Yeah, it's affirmative.
Okay, give me your number and that, and he'll probably be calling, but we'll at least have another backup, over.
Okay, you want my phone number?
Affirm.
479-583. do whatever you want.
479, and the rest of it?
479-5838.
5838. That's affirmative. 8RY8GDH. 8GDH, WBRY, if you're available, report to EOC.
Affirmative, I'll be there.
Mark, I'm going to be away from here for a minute. WBRY.
Okay, any and all racies, Wayne County racies or Oakland County racies group, please tune to 147-160 with a 100 hertz PL.
KC8HR.
KC8HR, Tim, old buddy, old pal, would you do me a great favor?
Sorry, Mark, I'm on battery power here and it's about to keel over on me. I have no power and we got a mess over here.
Alright, Tim, we'll stick it out for a little bit longer until we can find somebody to replace us. NADC.
NADC, KC8FRW.
KC8FRW, NADC.
Yeah, Mark, can you check me in?
We checked you in about 2.5 hours ago.
Okay, I thought you told me that I couldn't check in. Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. I've been monitoring ever since, and I just wanted to make sure that I got checked in here in case something else comes up. Over.
All right, this is NADC for the Wayne County Skywarn. Anyone that is RACI certified in Wayne County or Oakland County, please tune to 147.160 repeater. I believe there's no PL required at this time. Anyone that is RACI certified, all RACI certified members, please tune to 147.16 NADC. This is NADC for the Wayne County Skywarn. We're still have a Skywarn session going on. We are in condition green at this time.
Busy, Bixie.
Go ahead, Henry.
Okay, 15 kilo, 756, heavy rain, cloud to ground lightning.
Henry, I don't have anybody to be key stations at this time.
Okay.
You need exit in. AB and FRW.
Okay, we have NADXN in, and we have KB8FRW. NADXN in, go.
Just checking in, Mark.
Then your RACI's certified. Go over to 147.16. You're calling up a RACI's net at this time.
NADXN in, clear to SY.
KB8FRW, go.
Okay, Mark, just for your information, I have the 5-8 online for the RACI's net as well. KB8FRW.
Thank you, and thanks for checking in too, Jeff. This is NADC for the Wayne County Skywarn. We're still under condition green at this time. We're waiting to see if all watches are warning. All warnings have been canceled, but we're waiting to see if the watch has. NADC.
KG8ZW, 13 kilo, checking in. I'm just checking in, Mark, 13 kilo. I've been here most of the night, but haven't had a chance to check into the red condition, KG8ZW.
Okay, Tom, we got you. NADC, you're 13 kilo?
QSL, KG8ZW.
K8SPW
N8EC, go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? Why do we have to be on 716?
WBA
8RMY again, or Mr. Sparks, they had reports from Amtemic that it was hit pretty hard, and RMY is, and Mr. Sparks has declared a state of emergency there, and they're requesting all RACI certified members report over to the 14716.
Everybody's there and wondering what's going on. That's why we need to know.
Well, get a hold of, they're going to be bringing up a RACI's net over there. NAWAQ is on its way there, RNY is on its way to the EOC, and so on. NADC.
Okay, KDF, got it.
NADC to the VSA.
NADC.
Okay, is this watch officially expired or are they extending anything?
They're still watching us out to the west of Ann Arbor that they think may expand and come this way again.
The watch is officially gone, but they're keeping people out. Okay. And I'll monitor 16 as a RACI's.
I don't think the watch has expired, not for about another 15, 20 minutes, they said.
Oh, they extended it then. It was officially done at 8, so they extended it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go over there and check in since there's no other key station. I'll go over there and see what is going on. NADC.
Yeah, let me know so I can tell our people. WVZY.
Hey, Mark, in AQXP.
Yes, Charles, NADC.
What?
No, I was calling NAQXP. NAQXP, NADC, go ahead.
NADC, WECON.
KAALAD.
Station calling, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KAALAD, Rudy. I'm northbound Miami approaching Holbrook. Do they have a command post set up?
No, not at this time. If you're are you RACI certified?
Affirmed.
Then please report to 147.160. Repeat it with 100 Hertz PO. They have a RACI net going on as we speak.
Okay, information, that's plus or minus.
Okay, if you're RACI certified, you can check in 147.160, 100 Hertz PO, and the offset is up 600.
Okay, information is KAALAD switching over.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, Mark, good evening, sir. You may not have this information. I'm on 96, traveling westbound, just past the junction of 96-275. Got a three-car fender bender on the left side. No apparent injuries, glass in the roadway, but no injuries, no bleeders, anything like that.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
QSL, KB8 to VCK, mobile standing by.
Reporting the three-car auto accident. If you have a cell phone or something like that, if you would call up a state police and let them know about that. Currently, we're unable to do that. We're having to monitor a couple other repeaters.
Okay, very good, Mark. I really didn't want to clog 911 with a non-emergency situation. If you have a state police phone number that you can give me real quick, I'll write it down and call it in.
Okay, 256-9636.
256-9636. QSL, got it plugged into the phone. Doing a fine job, Mark. We'll stand by on a frequency. KB8 VCK listening.
Okay, this is NADC for the Wayne County Skywarn Net. The tornado watch for all of southeastern lower Michigan has been canceled as of 8:19 p.m. And
but there is still possible some heavy thunderstorms that are following along the cold front that is moving through the state of Michigan. The cold front should be out of Michigan by 11 o'clock. But from 9 o'clock on, there's a possibility that we'll get more thunderstorms. The possibility of severe storms is not very high. So at this time, I'd like to thank the Edison Radio Amateurs Association repeater and the Stu Rockefeller repeater for their use. This is NADC now closing the Wayne County Skywarn net at 8.